At 6:06, it is cloudy, 72 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high today of 78 with a pretty good chance of some rain. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin in traffic this morning where we have a problem out on the Creek Turnpike way out east at 11th Street. This morning, a charter bus has caught fire. Now, everyone on board that bus did manage to get out of the way. We still have emergency units on the scene, however, at that location. Proposed cuts to the arts program by the city of Tulsa could have a ripple effect on summer activities for young people, an effect that might negatively impact crime and vandalism in Tulsa. Ken Busby is the director of the Arts and Humanities Council of Tulsa.
The arts can do so much more than just art for art's sake. That's always an important component, but in this case, the theater experience is really important to these kids and really engages some of them that otherwise could be getting in trouble somewhere.
Busby has been meeting with city leaders looking at options to the cuts that would eliminate theater and visual arts programs. A follow-up to a story from last week, Mayor Bartlett's proposed 12% budget reduction could mean even deeper cuts ahead for Tulsa Transit. General Manager Bill Cartwright says those fare increases will not be enough.
They don't get us all the way where we need to be for the amount of reduction we're looking at, so we will have to implement some service reductions on top of that.
It's unknown what services will be reduced at this point. In a case being tried here in Tulsa, a change of plea hearing has been set for two men accused of conspiring to hack into the computer system of the U.S. Navy.
Federal court records show 27-year-old Nicholas Paul Knight of Chantilly, Virginia, and 20-year-old Daniel T. Krueger of Salem, Illinois, have asked to enter guilty pleas in the case. Federal prosecutors say the men allegedly hacked a system that stores personal information for 220,000 service members. A hearing is set May 20th in Tulsa. The case is being prosecuted in Tulsa because the Navy servers that were hacked are located here. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Tulsa police host the 10th annual Oklahoma SWAT competition. The day-long games were designed to test tactical skills, marksmanship, and teamwork in several different events. Tulsa Police Captain Ryan Perkins says they're having fun, even though they can't participate.
In 2013, we won the event, so we got the honor of putting it on this year, and we're having a good time putting these events together and getting to use our creative juices to make a real challenge for these other teams. I've already seen some guys frustrated.
Teams from police departments throughout Oklahoma and the State Bureau of Narcotics competed. Norman won the competition. Felony charges are filed against a throw demonstration teacher. 41-year-old Brian Drabeck is charged with 5 counts of molesting a young girl from his school. Roy Van Tassel is a specialist with Family and Children's Services in Tulsa. He says there are warning signs that a child is being abused by an authority figure.
I think one of the things that parents do is sort of ignore things that they do see as red flags. It's not the giant red flag. It may be a mini red flag. Oh, their behavior's changed in some way, or they don't seem to be spending as much time with their friends, or they seem more down in the dumps. Well, is that normal adolescent social and, you know, emotional development stuff going on, or is there something troubling going on here?
He says if a child seems to know more than he or she should know at some point in life, that is a major warning sign. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms off and on throughout the day today. Some could have heavy rain, a high of 78. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Some thunderstorms could be strong to severe, an overnight low of 62. Right now in Tulsa, it is cloudy and 72. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.